White House slams Jimmy Kimmel as a no-talent loser with horrific ratings after he offers Trump an Emmy to pull eyes out of Minnesota. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 16, 2026. Jimmy Kimmel attacked President Donald Trump by sarcastically offering to give him several of his entertainment industry awards in exchange for pulling the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Trump loves awards, Kimmel said during Thursday's episode of ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live, before claiming, giving him an award, it's the only way to get him to do anything. Watch below. And with that said, Mr. President, I have an offer I think you're going to find difficult to refuse, the leftist comedian continued. If you, and only if, you agree to pull ICE out of Minneapolis and put them back at the borders where they belong, I am prepared to offer you one of the following trophies that I have been honored with over the years. Kimmel then rolled out several awards he has received over the years, which included a Daytime Emmy, a Clio Award, a Webby, and a Writers Guild Award. Or, best of all, I'm willing to hand over my 2015 Soul Train Award for White Person of the Year, Kimmel quipped. The choice is yours, he added. I will personally deliver any or even all of these to the Oval Office in exchange for leaving the people of Minneapolis alone. While President Trump has yet to respond to the Jimmy Kimmel Live episode, the White House fired back, calling Kimmel a no-talent loser with horrific ratings, and advised the left-wing TV host to hold on to his awards so that he will have something to pawn after he gets fired. Jimmy should hold on to those so he has something to pawn after his ass gets fired for being a no-talent loser with horrific ratings, White House Communications Director Stephen Cheung wrote in a Friday X post, reacting to Kimmel's remarks. Notably, Kimmel was recently pulled from the air for his shocking remarks about the assassination of conservative icon and Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. Less than 1 week after Kirk's murder, the late-night host took to his show to tell millions of grieving Americans that one of them had likely killed the man for whom they were mourning. As Breitbart News reported, Kimmel ghoulishly stated that Kirk's assassin may have been part of the MAGA gang and mocked President Trump's responses to the free speech martyr's assassination, which included ordering American flags flown at half-staff. ABC, Disney, and broadcast affiliate Nexstar later pulled Kimmel from all of their stations, with Nexstar deeming his comments offensive and insensitive at a critical time in our national political discourse, and stressing its desire to move toward the resumption of respectful, constructive dialogue. Days later, Disney and ABC caved to the pressure from boycotts and left-wing backlash, announcing that Jimmy Kimmel Live would be returning. Nexstar ultimately followed suit. Upon returning back on the air, Kimmel addressed his comments, claiming, "It was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man," and insisting he doesn't think there's anything funny about it. Kimmel went on to say he has many conservative friends and family members, and that he doesn't think the murderer who shot Charlie Kirk represents anyone, continuing with a type of cognitive dissonance that the left expressed en masse in the immediate aftermath of Kirk's assassination, refusing to even consider the notion that someone on the left carried out such horrific violence. And there it is. The new "we can't know what the ideology was" line, Jack Posobiec, one of Kirk's close friends, said in reaction to Kimmel's monologue, before pointing out, it was written on the bullets. Absurdly, Kimmel even painted himself as a victim, claiming that he also gets a lot of threats. In typical leftist fashion, Jimmy makes the victim himself, Posobiec added of Kimmel's remarks. Andrew Colvett, executive producer of the Charlie Kirk Show and Turning Point USA spokesman, also chimed in, asserting that Kimmel's explanation was not good enough. Jimmy, it's simple. Here's what you need to say: I'm sorry for saying the shooter was MAGA. He was not. He was of the left. I apologize to the Kirk family for lying. Please accept my sincere apology. I will do better. I was wrong, Colvett said. Last week, ABC hit Kimmel with major budget cuts, telling the left-wing TV host to reduce the number of musical performances on Jimmy Kimmel Live to just 2 per week, down from 1 per broadcast and a 60% reduction. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.